Wait, hold on.
They make whores in different colors, you know.
That's true.
Wait, you meant no, Mongolian?
Low mileage woman, you know.
You want a low mileage woman?
Yeah, like a certified pre-owned type of thing, you know.
A certified pre-owned?
why is she wearing underwear?
Can I be better? Run the track!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes, you can email Christy and I, and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
We talked about it last year. We talked about how I owned a house with three of my guy friends and we bought like hundreds of dollars worth of fireworks that we set off on the dock.
Yes.
A live concert in our house, like a bunch of assholes.
You did talk about
in
that.
A residential community full of young families.
what was the end result of that? Did anybody ever call the cops on you guys?
Cops certainly came and tried to take away the... They were looking for the fireworks, so that's why someone had ran out and decided to light them all on fire at once instead. Because if we can't have them, nobody can. It was like that kind of situation. So there was just a fucking explosion on our
You'll dock. Never take our fireworks.
That's right.
It's like instead of like you just flush all the drugs, or you just do all the drugs when the cops show up, is that equivalent?
Yeah, there's it made sense at the time.
4th of July is so much different, like where you're from and where I'm from. Out here, like it's terrifying out here.
Well, we were talking about it last week a little bit. Like people, first of all, people drink differently. Where we're from, than they do here.
100%.
Quite casually in Los Angeles. So there's that big difference as well.
Yeah. But it's scary, too, because everything's so dry out here, man. Like, one wrong firework and the whole town's on fire.
Well, it's illegal here.
Oh, you can't do it at all?
No, you can't do it at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen it, like, all week.
Have you?
Yeah.
People went somewhere else and got them and brought them in.
Yeah, I'm sure you can order it off Amazon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, we were driving yesterday in Eagle Rock, and, like, three went off, and I like, ducked, like, because that's terrifying.
Because you never know. That's how forest fires start.
Right, yeah. But I thought it was gunshot. I just assumed it was people were shooting at the car. But and I was like, oh, yeah, it's the 4th of July coming up. People are getting ready.
Sure is. You psycho. Sure is.
Are you doing anything for the 4th? Do you have any big plans?
No.
I don't know if you're getting crazy.
I'm a sober married chick. I'm going to do abso-frickin-lutely nothing. We might go with my parents to the beach. Like, do you really want to talk about that on the podcast? Is that interesting?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
No, it isn't.
So funny. I'm going to be in Florida for the 4th, so I'm excited.
Well, you're going to have a frickin' blast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I can't wait.
I already told you where to go.
Wait, I forgot.
Downtown West Palm, like, they have a downtown, and it will all be shut down. You'll be able to walk through the streets. It's like, I know you don't drink, but it's like a line of bars. There will be a ton of people out,
oh, cool.
And then they have fireworks all along the water.
Oh, nice.
So,
very cool.
Call some of my friends.
All right, yeah,
I'll
yeah.
I'll meet you over
from
there.
From the wedding.
Yeah.
I'll hit them up.
That'll
yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'm excited.
Oh, my hometown.
I guess
I'm a little jealous.
The 4th, this will be out on the 4th of July, so hopefully everyone still has all their fingers and toes and shit from this weekend. They were setting them off the other night, like, two blocks over. Like, loud, too. And, at first I thought it was like, oh, somebody shooting a gun off in the air. This is North Hollywood.
It could happen. It does happen.
It does happen quite a bit, unfortunately.
So. There you have it. Los Angeles, what a paradise.
That's never on the brochure.
It isn't.
And we have earthquakes, too.
Come on down.
Have we talked about my gym yet? Our gym?
Ugh, don't call it our gym.
Christy and I got a membership to. I've had it for like 3 years.
I got it way back when I was trying to get ready for the wedding.
Right.
And they're still trying to charge my credit card every month. And I'm like, it's been canceled for 2 years. Leave me alone. It's like the nightmare that won't die.
So I go there the other day. And they're just closed. They just shut down.
Which sounds right to me.
Just shut down. There's a piece of paper, but I was like, we're closed. And so then that was it. That was the end. So I had to go gym shopping the other day. And dude, I missed that. I missed the $10 a month.
I'm sure.
Shitty gym. Hardly anybody's there.
Right.
I joined the big 24-hour fitness.
Right. Right.
And I went on a Sunday.
Okay.
Did a tour. There wasn't that many people there. I was like, this is great. I signed up, contract, everything. And then I go in on a Monday.
Right.
And it's not the case at all.
Right. And not only that, but at 24, it's you and a bunch of actors. Everyone's dressed up. They have their matching workout clothes on.
Yeah. 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 I caught a guy the other day. He was huge.
Yeah.
He was doing the thing where he was looking in the mirror, like making his nipple muscles go up and down.
Cute.
It was mesmerizing.
Cute. Were you like, sir, I'm sorry, you're in public.
Right.
Like, did you forget you're not at home?
And all these dudes are just gigantic, and there's no machines, and there's no room, and it's I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But it was so funny when I was signing up for the membership, he was like, now you can use, I don't hate it. I like that they have a pool. I like that they have a steam room and all that good stuff. I just wish it wasn't as crowded.
Right.
But I can go to anyone across the United States.
That's awesome.
But, the guy who was signing me up, I was like, so I can use this anywhere. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, we got one in Burbank. He's like, we've got one in West Hollywood. He's like, and I go, oh, and those are all open 24 hours. And he goes, well, in West Hollywood, the showers and the steam room, like they close at a certain time. And he wouldn't tell me why.
Right.
It's like,
you know, just specific to that area. We close those showers down early.
And I kept wanting him to tell me why. Oh, really? That's interesting.
Make him say it.
Yeah, like, you know why.
Right. You know why, sir. You know why you close that shit down. That's so funny.
Because you know that there was like, oh my God, what we've got to shut down.
Right. Let's just close it. Let's just lock these doors and be done with it.
All the weights are free, but there's like 50 dudes in the hot tub. I gotta start working out there.
Oh man,
it was hilarious. Man. I was like, "Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why." And he was like, "Ah, you know, I don't." So we have a
also over here.
Yeah, look over here. We have a we have a swing. I've had an interesting week. I went and got a credit card.
Oh,
Christy, it's my first credit card in probably 10 years.
Nice, that's a big deal.
I like cash. I like my debit card. I like using money that I have.
Right,
but
it's less scary.
It's very, especially for somebody who's like me, who's a little impulsive at times.
Correct.
Sometimes gets excited about things.
Yeah.
I've held off, but lately with all the traveling I've been doing, need a rent. You know, need it for rental cars.
Absolutely.
Need it for hotel room deposits and all that good stuff.
And because you're a fucking grown ass adult, you're well into your 30s. Get a friggin' credit card.
Because I'm 35. Also,
yes. Thank you very much.
But going back to what we were talking about, you know, this our neighborhood, and so we're out there. I'm sitting at the little thing, and he's like typing all my information, the bank teller.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like these girls like outside. They're like teenage girls are like yelling at each other, right?
Okay.
Obviously, they're coming from school. They're just being loud and obnoxious.
Right.
And the guy spins around real fast, and like looks out the blinds, like terrified, right? Like complete
Whoa.
PTSD.
Right.
And
right.
I was like, well, I was like, you good? He just turned around. He goes, oh, man, sorry. He goes, last time I was with a client, I heard yelling outside. I turned around, and a dude was just stabbing another guy. I was like, oh, my God. He goes, so I'm a little on edge sometimes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, he goes, you know how this neighborhood. I go, this is my neighborhood.
Right.
Stop calling it this neighborhood.
Right. I freaking live here, bro.
He goes, yeah, man. He goes, when I get off work, he goes, now I just run from the bank to my car. I'm like,
wow.
That's a little dramatic.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
Orange County.
Well, probably the OC. Yeah, probably.
Where are you from that it's so safe?
Right. That you just sprint to your car.
Right.
Relax.
It's not that bad.
But he was terrified. But then he was looking up. He was entering all the information. And I was like, hey, man, just out of curiosity, like how much, like what's my credit limit on this thing? Thinking, you know, whatever. And he goes, oh, man, I don't know. He goes, I got to enter your information. We'll find out. He goes, let's hope for 10 grand, huh? And I was like, no, no,
let's not. No.
Let's hope for 500.
Right. Let's hope for an even 500 and no more than that.
Let's hope for 10 grand.
Sir, I've only been a grown-up for a couple months now. I don't think you understand the situation. I'm working with my life coach, but we're not quite at 10 grand yet. Everybody pump your brakes.
Can I have a credit limit of $2, please?
That's all. That's all I really need.
Oh, man. That's so funny. That was my... Hey, did you... This heat has been ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
It's real bad.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Would you say that this feels like the hottest...
Oh, it is.
It's been since I've lived here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been record-breaking. It's been absolutely atrocious.
It was literally 116 the other day in the Valley.
Correct.
We actually were posting, my buddy and I, he was posted on Facebook. He's like, does anybody have a pool? Question mark.
Right.
I'm texting people that I barely talk to anymore.
Right.
Like, hey, does your apartment complex have a pool?
Because if not, I'm going to have to hang out in my own shower.
Right. Yeah. It was that bad.
Yeah.
We had the blackouts we talked about last week because of the heat.
Yeah.
It's just been ridiculous. And,
this is not a great ad for California.
I feel like this is not a move to Los Angeles
I feel like episode.
I feel like this is really anti-California. But there's a silver lining. I figured out what you can do.
Okay.
If you're a poor person.
Okay.
Living in Los Angeles that doesn't have a pool or apartment complex with a pool.
Did you go back to the YMCA pool like I told you to stop doing,
that
please?
That was number two on the list.
Okay.
That was the number two idea.
Okay.
The first idea, though... was my buddy just Googled free pools in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So what popped up was the Sky Bar at the Mondrian.
Okay.
That really am I saying it right?
Mondrian.
The Mondrian. Yes, Mondrian. Yes. The really nice hotel across from the Comedy Store.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Hollywood.
Right.
They have a free pool.
Right, and it's on the roof and it overlooks the Sunset Strip. Yes. It's really gorgeous.
Yes.
Their pool's not free, though.
It is. Until 5 p.m.
Oh, until 5 p.m.
It is open to the public.
Okay.
100% open to the public.
Okay.
And that was probably the most white trash phone call that we've ever made in our entire life. Could just calling them and being
just
like,
just to make sure it's free.
So, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Justin.
So you're sure? Yeah, yes, sir. It's free. Okay, but like we don't have to like buy a table or no, sir. It's okay.
Do I have to buy drinks? Right, how much are sodas?
Yes. Is there a minimum?
If you ever call somewhere to make sure, first of all, that things are free, let me give you a little tip. First of all, call it complimentary.
Right.
It just glasses up the conversation a little bit. And B, don't have the conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
Pull out $20 and hope for the best.
Right,
you know what I mean?
We didn't want to get all the way down there and they'll be like, well, with the website says free, but to get a chair, it's $50
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So after asking her if it was free about 9 times,
right.
She got frustrated. So we had this another person call just to double check. And she
no,
told
you
it
didn't really
yeah,
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, there was a friend of ours, she my buddy's just a girlfriend.
Right.
Lives down the street from there.
Okay.
So she was like, well, I'm going to call also just to double check. So now she's got
in
two phone calls.
In case someone's lying just to lure you in because they want your cheap-ass business so badly because you sound like big spenders.
Right.
I'll tell you that right now.
Right. Just the clientele they'd love to have there.
Right.
And so we go, me and my buddy, we go and pick her up. We go in and we walk through the lobby, but like that really like hurried pace, like they're
like
going to know.
Right.
Right.
Gonna catch you.
Yeah, like this, like oh, they're gonna stop us at any. You know, like when you go to a nightclub, you're like, we just got past the bouncer, like
right.
That sort of deal. And then we get there, and yes, it was this pool roof deck that overlooks the mountains of Los Angeles.
Beautiful.
And models and actors and just
so it was. So even during free time at the Mondrian, it's still 100%. A classy crowd.
High
okay.
heels.
Okay.
You know, you could tell some of the chicks were on coke.
Okay, yeah.
There was bottle service.
Yeah.
And then there was us just right. floating
Hanging
in
out.
The pool doing laps.
Brought your own tubes, have the zinc sunscreen down your nose. That's
what
I picture.
Just the most white trash shit. But any second that we're like, they're gonna catch us. They're gonna kick us out of here at any second.
That's hilarious. It was what awesome. The hell, bro?
It was a great
Act
day.
Act like you've been there before.
I know. But we were just sitting there like looking around like, yeah, we belong. Like, we deserve this.
That's right.
Like, we belong here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I was wondering what the crowd would be like during the free hours if it was the riffraff. It was just a bunch of overweight tourists. And
no.
No.
It definitely, we were the only ones that didn't have a lot of money there.
Okay.
Probably weren't staying at the hotel there.
Right.
But it was, yeah, it was like groups of girls taking selfies with makeup on.
Right.
Not wanting to get their hair wet.
Yeah. They just got a blowout for the day at the pool.
Yeah. There's one girl who's clearly just geeked out of her head.
Right.
There's the fat old guy who clearly like runs Hollywood.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like he's way too old and unattractive to be there, but he's surrounded by hot chicks.
Right. Given no shits about anything.
No fucks whatsoever. Yeah. He's got a bottle of Don Julio. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Mind you, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And
whatever, man. That's the best time for Don Julio.
And he's just taking it to the face.
Yeah.
He's going up to, he's got two lackeys that he sends to the hot chicks that invite them to his table.
Come partake.
Yes. And so it's a whole production.
Nice.
And then us.
Nice.
And I knew that we were out of place when a guy came up to me and asked me how come I didn't shave my chest. Because I'm not making that up. A dude came up to me and was like,
bro, do you even wax?
Right. It was the funniest shit I've ever experienced.
I would have been terrified. I would have drowned myself in the Coke pool.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, that's cool, man. Like,
oh, he was like congratulating you on being so brave.
Yes. Yeah. That's a bold statement, man.
Oh shit. Oh man.
Isn't that funny?
That is freaking hilarious. Yeah, I would have absolutely died. That would have grossed me out.
Yeah, you would have hated it. I was the only one there without a waxed chest.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, good really. For you. Just letting it all hang out there, not giving a shit.
Yeah. It's a brave choice.
I was looking for lockers because, you know, I had my cell phone and my wallet and shit. And I was like, man, I don't want to leave my phone and my wallet just sitting here.
Really?
And then, like, yeah, anyway. I know. That's what my buddy was like. You think these people care about stealing your $50?
That's fucking hilarious. That's pretty amazing.
I was like, Christy would hate it.
I would hate it. Did you see the post from one of our listeners?
No.
One of our listeners, Elijah, went to the fair or to an amusement park, something like that. And someone had a shirt that said, let me see if I can look it up so I can remember. At an amusement park, a guy is wearing board shorts and a tank top that says super Cali swagalistic sexy hella dopeness.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
And just shared it with me so that I could partake in the fun.
That's funny. Oh, God.
Lo and behold, I do indeed hate that.
Things Christy hates.
Yep. I do indeed not care for that whatsoever.
Oh, wow. We, I was really trying to talk my roommates into getting a pool.
No, you weren't.
I really was.
No, tell them what you were really trying. Tell the listeners what you really want them to get.
Okay. So an in-ground pool is not going to be affordable.
Right.
It's like $50,000, $100,000.
Yeah, it's a big investment.
And I didn't get that credit limit.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
An above-ground pool, like a nice, sensible what? What? Why does everybody make fun of me when I talk about above-ground pools? There's nothing wrong with them.
Today you have called a free pool to make sure that it was free. When I first walked in the house, you were eating ground turkey tacos with ketchup on them. And now we're sitting here and I have to tell you about above-ground pools. That's all. That's all.
It's that Texas shit, man.
I
like tacos with ketchup.
Shit.
I like free pools that I have no business being in.
Right.
Above ground pool, man. That's a game changer right now in this heat.
It would be.
It would be so awesome.
It would be.
But yeah, they kind of said, they were like, oh, it's kind of white trash. I'm like, we're not putting it in the front yard.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's in the back. True. You build a little deck around it, you know, a little thing for your drink. Oh, it'd be so awesome.
It would be.
I had them 90% convinced. Like,
yep.
They were looking online. They found a really cool one for a couple $100.
Okay.
Right. We were all going to split it three ways.
Yep.
My roommate's looking at like tiki torches to put around. Like, it's
nice.
We're in.
Okay.
I go to the gym.
Yep.
Stand around for 45 minutes because I can't find a machine.
Right.
Come back.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, yeah, we've nixed that idea.
Okay.
We need a new couch. We need this. We need other things. First. Yeah. And my heart broke.
Yeah, I'm very
I was
sorry.
So close.
Just freaking kiddie pool, man.
Oh yeah, that's not white trash.
Slip and slide.
A kiddie pool and a hose.
Right, that's but at least worse. You can put it away when company comes over.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It'll be like your own little secret.
That is true. That is true. Just keep it in the garage.
Yep.
The shame pool.
Yeah, the shame pool.
All right, so we have a lot to do on this podcast today.
Okay.
I've been sitting on this for a few. We've been so busy, and I haven't had a chance to. I'm sitting on. I've recorded an Uber driver in Chicago.
Yes.
And that's all you know about it.
For a while.
You don't know anything else about it.
I don't.
So I'm going to play that audio here in a second.
Very exciting.
And I also have something else that happened after that, which you don't know at all.
No. Okay. No.
So we have a couple of things at the end that I cannot wait to do.
That's very exciting.
I was in Chicago.
Yes.
And I had a blast.
One of your favorite cities.
I love it so much. It was great.
It's a great town.
Ate all the food.
Yes.
The food's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I must have gained 15 pounds there.
Yeah. The food is absolutely amazing.
Everything is great. We went to like this neighborhood, like hot dog place where the owner is also the cook.
Okay.
Just one guy working there, right?
Yep.
We go in there, we order hot dogs, and we're like, you guys didn't get fries. We're like, oh yeah, we forgot to order fries. I'll give you fries.
Right.
Dropped a thing of fries for us. Yeah. No charge, right?
Nice.
Ate the hot dogs. I was like, man, I went up to him. I was like, hey, thank you. I go, that was the best hot dog that I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And he says, yeah, I know. Like that, you know, like that sort of, thank you for the compliment, but I know. I make them.
I've been doing this for 400 years.
Right, yeah. So that sort of deal. We rented bikes one day and they have those things where you can like rent the bike. You put your credit card in, get the bike, ride around the city, drop them off.
Wherever.
Yeah, like a Netflix or a Redbox for bikes.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So we did that one day and Just had a blast.
And it's beautiful there in the summer, especially
so
early summer like this.
It was amazing.
Yep.
We stayed in the Hotel Lincoln, which has a another place I don't belong in.
Right.
But somehow ended up there.
Yep.
So I don't have to put any deposit down, right? they had a roof deck that overlooked the entire city of Chicago.
Beautiful.
And you could see the Great Lake.
Mm-hmm.
You could see all the buildings.
Beautiful.
It was just amazing.
Nice.
And then one night we went out. And Ubered it.
Yep.
And I just happened to record this gentleman.
Okay.
So we're going to do that in a second. But first, I know this is kind of old news. I wanted to talk about it last week, but we got caught up with Don. Did you hear about the Tony Robbins incident?
No.
Are you familiar with Tony Robbins?
Yes.
Self-help.
Yeah.
Guru.
Yeah, absolutely.
Came from nothing to
pumps
something.
Pumps people up. Huge.
Yeah.
Sells out arenas.
Yes.
People get very excited.
Big deal. Tony Robbins firewalk ignites 30 people are burned.
Ignites 30 people?
Tony Robbins firewalk, 30 people treated for burns.
Oh my goodness.
Participants at a Dallas event, where about 30 followers of motivational speaker Tony Robbins were burned while walking on hot coals.
What the hell? What's the friggin' point of making people walk on hot coals?
Well, more than 30 people were treated at the scene and 5 were taken to a hospital for evaluation, a Dallas Fire Rescue spokesperson said.
And how do you get up to 30 after the first two people hurt themselves? Don't you like tap out?
And that's what I wondered, right? So he's got this thing. I don't know if you've seen it. People like walk on fire. It's a symbolic experience. It proves if you can make it through the fire, you can make it through anything.
No.
He had Oprah do it on TV one time. It's a big deal.
No, it's not.
So people are going to his seminars.
Right.
And something happened in Dallas where all these people got burned. I don't know how 30 people made it across the coals.
Right.
It was
right.
Do you all run at once?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. Because you would think after, like, say, even if everyone's running, that maybe after 5 people,
right.
like...
You're like, this isn't right.
Right. I'm not going to do... Something's amiss.
Something's wrong
my
here.
Friend.
Yes. Something is definitely wrong here.
It's friggin' ridiculous to begin with. It's friggin' ridiculous to begin with. Because let me tell you something, folks. I'm about to get preachy here right now.
Please
because
go.
Because I have really strong opinions about this. When shit goes down in your life, like shit really goes down in your life, you have 4 people you're providing for and you lose your job or whatever the hell it is that you're going through, are you really going to go back to that time that you walked over coals with the 900 other people at the seminar and be like, I can do this.
Right, right.
Because I walked on those coals.
Right.
Like, that's not real life
right.
experience.
You're absolutely right. You've probably paid more money than you have for it.
Right.
To go there.
Right. Let symbolism be symbolism. Like, oh, okay, I get it. How about you hop over coals or hop over fire? You know what I mean? Like, make a little 1 foot tall firewall and everyone jumps over it or something.
Yeah.
Or
get a journal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Make a brick wall and everyone bash their way through it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like anything. I do it all the time. In ceremonies, I'll have people like write a bunch of stuff down and then we all burn it in the fire in the center.
I've done that
That's
with you before.
Symbolism.
Right.
Like, no one's ever injured. I've never taken people to the hospital.
Right. Walking literally on hot coals is
like that's really gonna
that's real shit.
Affect your ability to handle stress.
So some people got burnt. Yeah, you would think like the first person would go like, God, this isn't right. Like this kinda hurts, but Tony.
Right.
Tony's saying if I can walk through this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And fuck you, Tony. How come you're not the first person across the coals?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where
are
your friggin' injuries?
Right.
Like, why don't you test that shit first, personally?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
I don't like it.
I thought that was hilarious.
Damn
so what does
it,
that
Tony
mean
Robbins.
Now for the what's the symbolism of that if you did make it
right,
across
I
the
I guess
coals,
you're screwed
you're
for
fucked.
The rest of your life now, yeah. I guess in a world of odds, they're against you, and you're going to fail constantly, so enjoy that.
Oh,
symbolism,
man.
Terrible.
They're trying to spin it, though. But keep in mind, there were 7,000 participants that walked successfully with no problems at all.
Okay.
One of the goers said, it was definitely blown out of proportion. Yeah, unless you were one of the 30 people that burned their feet, you asshole.
I mean, the rest of us were fine. Those guys are just pussies, if you ask me.
This guy's quoted by saying, all of a sudden, you had all these ambulances showing up, sirens blaring, lights blaring, and we've still got people trying to walk, he said. It was really distracting, and if
are
anything,
you serious?
That added to the problems in terms of whatever injuries there were.
Oh, so they made people become more dramatic about their injuries.
Sure.
Because,
right.
Jerk. Whoever made that comment is a jerk. And it makes it worse, right? Because if there's 7,000 people that walk across those coals and everyone's fine,
right.
You're going to tell yourself, like, no, I mean, this hurts, but I'm sure, I mean, 7,000 other people did it.
Right.
I guess I'm okay.
There
I'll
is
just
smoke.
Keep going.
There is smoke coming out of my toes right now, but everybody else is fine.
My flesh is splitting. No big deal. It's all okay. I'll just keep going. If they can do it, I can do it.
I thought you would like that.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, man.
It's not that hard, people, to believe in yourself. You don't need to do that.
You don't have to watch. You just listen to Foster the podcast.
You just listen to Foster the podcast. Do some affirmations in the mirror. I don't care what you do, but it doesn't take all that.
I always wanted to go to one of those like Tony Robbins seminars when I was like younger. I was like really into that stuff.
Well, it seems to help a lot of people, right? Or else there wouldn't be thousands of people going. There's got to be something to it, right?
Anytime you do, and we've talked about it on the show, anytime you do something that's, you know, motivational or
right,
better
it's always
for yourself,
gonna...
you can spend, there's a worse ways, whatever the ticket costs for that, there's worse ways to spend that money.
Yeah.
So I never hate on anybody who tries to do something like that.
Yeah.
It does seem a little silly now in retrospect, seeing what's going on with everything, but I don't know. So I want to get to this Uber driver here, and we're going to play the audio for you guys. And you haven't heard this yet, so here's your headphones right here. Okay, so I don't know really how well to set this up other than we did a comedy show. We were going back to our very fancy hotel.
Okay.
We got an Uber driver, and it was the strangest gentleman that I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
He was like a computer programmer. He was very computer programmy. Very weird, no social cues.
Okay.
Just strange. So I'm with my buddy Dan Fredrickson, who's been on the show before, and I'm with my buddy Drew Lynch.
Okay.
Right? And Drew has this gift where he can tell you birthdays, right?
Okay.
He knows your birthday. He knows my birthday.
Okay.
He knows Brad Pitt's. If he's seen someone's birthday in the news or on Facebook, he just remembers it. Right.
Wow.
It's really cool. Yeah. And so we always play this game where I just give him celebrities and he'll tell you your birthday and he's always within 4 days.
Okay.
It's really fascinating. So we're playing this game in the Uber, and I asked the guy, the Uber driver, to hey, give me your favorite actor. Right.
Okay.
And he stops and just stares and goes, Donnie Brasco. which, first of all,
nope.
Right. No. Right. Right. Your favorite actor is a Johnny Depp movie.
Right. Right.
If that gives you any
Andor gangster.
Right. Correct. Right. Yeah. Okay. So that's the kind of guy he was. Very weird. Laughed really awkwardly. Then he started talking about. He starts talking about Mongolian chicks and how he wants to marry a Mongolian chick.
Okay.
And that's kind of where we are.
Okay.
So he's saying that he wants to meet a he thinks Mongolian women aren't very promiscuous.
Okay.
He wants and by the way, this is the only thing he said to us the entire trip. This is a 25-minute ride. He said nothing to us. He said
his favorite got comfortable.
Right. His favorite actor is Donnie Brasco. And he wants a Mongolian chick because they're not very promiscuous.
Right. A low mileage.
Why is she wearing underwear?
They make whores in different colors.
Sure they do. Fucking gross.
Okay, so now we're in Chicago.
Okay.
Right? And in the middle of the street, there's a woman walking to her car in panties.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
This is how weird this night is.
Like,
this,
panties are her bottoms?
Her panties are her bottoms.
Okay.
So she's got a long t-shirt on and underwear. And our Uber
panties?
Driver, who wants a pre-certified low-mileage Mongolian chick, sees this harlot in the street with her panties.
Okay.
I'm horny.
You're going to kill somebody tonight.
Any honks?
You can't do that. That's not the way you communicate that.
Oh.
Oh God!
Okay,
no.
So we've been in the car with this guy. Totally. He sees a girl in her panties, honks at her, and now tells his past his fares how horny he is.
Right.
Some chick from dressing a certain way.
She had underwear.
I'd kill somebody for that.
Possibly.
So why Mongolian girls do you want to marry?
No, I don't know. I was just being sarcastic. Honestly, like, sometimes girls flirt with me and it sticks.
Oh my goodness. Get over it, bro.
Right. Excellent question. Okay. So what I took that as, I don't know, he says, sometimes girls flirt with me and it sticks, right?
And it sticks.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm assuming the last chick that was in his car that paid him any attention was a Mongolian female, and for some reason now that's what he wants.
Right, that's his new obsession because he's maladjusted.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, like real, keeping it real, like honestly, like the girl I'm going to marry.
We know the answer.
No, you couldn't. No.
No, he's keeping it real.
Let me keep it real for a second. This guy would absolutely take anything that was thrown his way. High mileage, low mileage, Mongolian, Mexican, Korean. It really doesn't matter.
Yes.
This guy is just in desperate need of some ass.
Desperate need. Desperate need. So now I decided to dig a little deeper.
Oh, okay. Great.
Keep it real.
Yeah.
I think that's better. Number one, they get it all out of their system, so you never have to worry about them cheating on you.
Right, I guess. I guess I'm being like a germaphobe.
I'm giving them a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sexist.
Yeah. You're literally getting like low mileage. Like, this thing is a beautiful car, but when it fit 100,000 miles, you don't want it then.
What if the car hates?
What if it was perfectly clean and you couldn't even tell the mileage, but it still had those miles?
A germaphobe.
Yeah.
I think you should look at it. Yeah, of course.
So she.
Another car
she,
reference.
Right.
1,000% was clean.
But very specifically, Carbon.
Hundreds of men.
Hundreds. How much is a lot? Is it?
Yeah. What's your number? What's the number that would turn you off forever?
Like more than 20, probably.
What? More than 20? Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a semester at college.
I like 18 to 19-year-olds.
No, you like 18 and 19.
Like 1 in 20 20 probably.
What? More
oh,
than
there
20.
It is. There it is.
Come on. Yeah.
So now my buddy said, how many girls is too many for you? And he said, any girl who's, or how many guys? And he said, any girl who's been with 18 to 20 is way, or 20 girls is too many.
Right. It's easy to look over that fact, though, because you're like, you know, it's great head. You know, everybody wants to.
Yeah. 18 to 19.
Yep, there it is.
No, I've never met a girl who's been with under 20 people who gets
the head's really good. You're getting a Bentley for $20,000. You know, because it's the only way it makes sense. Because I'm blind to it otherwise.
I want a car.
I need to find another job.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, dude. Oh my goodness.
So that was his, at the very end, that was his fourth car reference.
That was at least his fourth car reference.
And then Drew at the very end said, it sounds like you just want to fuck a car.
But seriously.
Oh, how weird is that?
What a weird, weird guy.
It was the strangest.
He needs to spend time around more people.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Like, you could tell, like, he probably just drives people, doesn't say a word, and then somehow we got him going.
Right.
You know, we got him comfortable, and then, oh boy, did he let us have it.
Oh, look, a psychopath.
And, yeah, oh boy, did he let us have it.
Yeah.
He likes 18-year-olds.
Crazy. Yeah.
He doesn't want them to have slept around.
Right.
He's trying to give him a good deal. Like, he's giving him a good deal because he hasn't slept around
That's
a lot.
Right.
And he would expect the same.
From the other person.
Low mileage certified pre-owned.
He would expect the person he marries to have had less experiences than he has.
Uh-huh.
Which is just lovely.
Yeah.
Well, what a great guy.
So that was our evening, right?
Fun.
We're in Chicago.
Lots of fun.
This crazy Uber driver.
Yeah, that's not normal.
A woman in her underwear.
Yes. Yep.
That should be the end of the night, right?
Right.
It's not.
No, but that's not where it's that's not. No, the end.
It's not.
No, the end.
So, Christy.
Yes.
So, when this audio drops us off,
okay.
You can hear us. We are getting out of the car. We are literally walking into our hotel room.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We're walking into our hotel room. We're dying laughing.
Okay.
Right.
Because that was quite the experience.
Quite the experience.
Yeah.
And so, we're listening to the audio. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, guys, I taped that. And they were like, holy shit, you taped that? I was like, you know I did. And so, we're listening to it. We're laughing. About 2 minutes has gone by. And there's a knock on our door.
Okay.
And we're like, shit. We're laughing way too hard.
Right. Someone just wants us to be quiet.
Right. There's a knock again. We're like, okay. So we go and we open the door.
Uh-huh.
And it flies open. A woman comes in, shuts the door, and says, shh.
Okay.
And now we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yep.
What the and the actual fuck is going on?
Right.
So we're in our hotel room. It's Dan, Drew, me, Stella the dog.
Okay.
And a random woman who is now just coming to our hotel room.
Shut
the door and is telling us to be quiet.
Okay.
And I have that recorded as well. Would you like to hear that audio?
I would love to hear that audio.
So this is going to pick up. Right when the woman walks in. It's a little hard to hear. I've tried to adjust the levels. If there's anything you can't hear, just let me know and I'll stop it.
Okay.
So this is in our hotel room, late at night, Chicago.
Amazing.
Friday night.
I can't.
Hey, lock it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, lock
it.
Lock
up.
Yeah.
Lock the door. Are you trying to... Are you avoiding them or are you in danger?
I mean, it's fucking...
Danger.
I think she tried to say I'm in huge fucking danger. Christy, she's hammered.
Okay.
Hammered.
Okay. So that makes sense. I was like, is that an accent? What is happening?
She also does have an accent.
Okay. But also slurs.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's...
She's Mongolian.
No.
Danger. Of course,
right? No big deal.
Right.
And then laughs.
Right. Laughing / crying. Now she's crying.
Of course. I'm in danger otherwise.
You are in danger?
Of course, of my life.
Really?
And my girlfriends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we call the police?
No.
Right. The answer is yes, Justin.
I know.
Call them anyways.
I know. Now you can hear someone yell. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's somebody in the background yelling.
Oh, there is, outside of the door.
Down the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
A guy or a girl?
I couldn't tell.
Okay. Just someone just yelling
off in the distance.
For her.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and then she goes, shh, shh.
I'm sorry.
Stella yawned.
Disappointing you guys.
She's sorry for disappointing us.
Right.
Do you need to call anybody?
Yeah. I'm with like horrible people. My girlfriends.
Okay.
They look this bullshit.
Your girlfriends?
My girlfriends, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's horrible, actually. My girlfriends are actually very, very sweet.
Her girlfriends are very sweet,
okay.
But the guy's
they're
horrible.
People.
No, the guy is.
And, well, she changed her mind.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, you.
So she's playing with the dog.
Okay.
That's fun.
But I have to. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
You guys have a party or something? Is that what's going on?
Okay, well, you guys had a party, but at this point she's laid down on the bed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, she's now
great
in a hotel room with three strangers.
All male.
All male.
Mm-hmm.
The door is locked.
Right.
She's now lying on the bed. She's wearing a dress.
Right.
Her shoes are off.
Okay.
Okay. And then I ask her what she was doing.
You guys have a party or something? Is that what's going on?
Something like that.
Oh, he's like,
what'd she say?
Something like that.
Something like that.
So now it tells me something's going on.
Right.
Something's going on.
You guys have a party or something? Is that what's going on?
Something like that.
Oh, he's like, weird. Oh.
Is this part of it?
Shit fucking ass indeed,
yeah.
My friend.
And we're just staring at each other. There's tears coming down my face. I'm laughing so hard, but I don't want her to see. And Drew's like, what? This,
right, that's got to be freaking him out.
Yeah.
All right. Can I have my purse?
Now she's decided it's time to go. Can you hand me my purse? She's holding her purse, by the way.
Right.
She's looking for her shoes and her purse. She's been holding her purse on the bed the entire time.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Can I have my purse?
Your shoes are there. You're holding your purse.
My shoes and my purse.
Okay. So this is the best part. She's decided now that she needs to get up and leave. Okay.
Apparently, her life is not any longer in danger.
She's fine.
She had herself a little lay down.
Yes.
Things are going to be all right.
Whoever's looking for her has gone away.
Okay.
The dog, I guess, has relaxed her.
Okay.
This is how she exits.
One, two, three. What?
Spectacular.
And she walks out the door.
That's pretty spectacular.
That was our Friday night in Chicago.
That's pretty spectacular. Oh my goodness.
How crazy
is
that?
That's really crazy.
I was like, I didn't know if someone was trying to murder her or it looked after. So she comes in and she's telling us to be quiet, right? I hear somebody looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
We're freaked out because I don't know. They're going to come to our room and start banging, you know, God knows what.
Right. What you're in the middle of now.
Right. What has just walked into our room.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I gathered they were probably at some weird swinger coke drinking thing.
Something. They were at some weird ass party.
Yeah. Right. That's why I was like, you guys having a party or something? Something like that. Something. And I was like, oh, it's like a weird thing. And she just kind of smiled. I don't know what happened, what went wrong, but she ended up in our, I guess she just walked to a random door, knocked on it.
Right.
And we just happened to open it and let her in.
Yep. So. They just delivered comedy gold to your
phone. And I already had my phone out.
Right. Like, oh, might as well catch this crap.
So hopefully she made it. She made it safely.
I'm sure she's fine. She sounds like a survivor. She's resourceful.
It's like of all the bad situations you could get in, you're now in. Like, thank God we're nice guys.
Right. Thank God you guys are nice guys.
It's 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago on a Friday in a hotel room.
Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you get disappeared.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You're drunk with your friends. You go off and then they never see you again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So scary. So freaking scary.
Yep.
So freaking scary.
You know, you just wake up and be like, oh my God, what happened last night?
Right, but nobody knows that part.
Nobody.
So she'll just go the rest of her life never knowing that she was in your room.
Right.
Never.
Unless she hears this podcast.
Right, unless she listens to Foster the podcast, in which case.
I felt bad for her. Like, I wanted to call her an Uber, but I was afraid that the other guy was going to pick her up.
Right? Right?
And then she does
like,
disappear.
Like, that's a bad pair.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's a bad pair.
Well, I got to get out of here. I gotta hop on a plane.
Oh, you're going to my hometown.
Yeah, I'm going to be in your hometown this week. I think when this comes out, I've already been from there.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going straight from, when this comes out, it'll be the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Woo!
By the way, I hope you guys have a great 4th of July.
Don't black out and end up in strange men's
hotel
rooms.
Don't end up in hotel rooms. Be safe. If you guys, I'm going to be in my hometown for one night. I'm very excited. Wednesday, July 6th at the Addison Improv.
Nice.
Drew Lynch and I and Stella will be there.
Nice.
And then after that, we're going to come straight back the 7th, 8th, and 9th at Flappers. Drew's recording his special at Flappers in the main room.
That'll be awesome.
With very special guests. And then July 14th is my birthday show in the Yoo Room.
That's
at Flappers
gonna be fun.
Comedy Club. Yeah, all of our past guests are going to be on that show.
I love it. I'll be
Andrew
watching.
Berkovich, Rob Puglisi, Michael Malone, Drew Lynch, Jacob Siroff. It's going to be awesome. 7:30. July 14th. Please come to that. If you have any more information, email me. Visit my website, justincomic.com. Subscribe to our show, Foster the Podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Visit fosterthepodcast.com. Be safe, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.